Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Ready to explore something pretty cool?
Definitely.
Today, we're diving into the world of no-code database tools.
Sounds interesting.
Specifically, an open source platform that's changing things up.
Okay.
Imagine this. Building powerful databases and applications. No coding skills needed.
Wow.
Sounds pretty amazing, right?
That's really cool.
Before we jump in, quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Okay.
They're the ones making sure software like this runs without a hitch.
Awesome.
If you're looking for rock solid hosting or maybe some guidance on your company's digital transformation, check them out at www.safeserver.dd.
Great. I'll have to do that.
All right. So let's get to the heart of it. Today, we're talking about Baserow. It's an open source alternative to popular platforms like Airtable.
Okay.
Designed to be super user friendly, even if you've never touched a database before.
Cool.
What I find fascinating about Baserow is how it brings together the simplicity of a spreadsheet with the power of a relational database. It's like a spreadsheet on steroids, you know.
Yeah. I like that.
You can organize, connect, and visualize your data in incredibly flexible ways.
Yeah. What's truly fascinating is how it really caters to both beginners and people who need those more advanced database features.
Okay, that's intriguing, but relational database always sounds a bit intimidating, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Could you break that down for our listeners who are just starting out?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
So in simple terms, a relational database lets you connect different bits of information. Imagine you're organizing a library, right? You have your books, authors, genres. In a relational database, you can link those together. So when you search for a particular author, bam, you instantly see all their books and the genres they write in.
Oh, okay, I see.
Baserow makes this kind of data organization a piece of cake, even without any coding experience.
So it's not just about isolated pieces of data.
Right.
It's about making connections and seeing the bigger picture. That makes a lot of sense. Now, what makes Baserow stand out compared to, let's say, Airtable? What are the key differences?
One of the big advantages is that Baserow is open source.
Okay.
That means you have complete access to the code, which allows for customization and extensibility that closed source platforms just can't offer. And with the MIT license, you're free to use it commercially or privately without any limitations on those core features.
So it's like having the blueprint to your data management system, giving you the power to adapt it to your specific needs.
Exactly.
That's a level of flexibility you don't often find, especially with software.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that require some serious technical skills?
Not at all. That's the beauty of it. It's designed for beginners and advanced users alike.
Okay.
The interface is super intuitive with drag and drop functionality and visual tools that make building databases and applications easy peasy.
So you're saying I can build a database without knowing any coding languages?
Exactly. And that's only the beginning. Let's talk about visualization. Baserow goes way beyond the traditional spreadsheet view and offers a variety of ways to present your data. You can choose from grid, gallery, Kanban, calendar, timeline, form, even survey views.
Wow, okay.
This flexibility lets you tailor the view to your specific needs, whether you're managing projects, tracking sales, or maybe organizing research data.
Those visualization options sound super powerful.
Yeah.
Can you give us some real-world examples of how those different views might be used, just to bring it to life for our listeners?
Absolutely. Imagine you're a project manager using Baserow to, you know, keep track of all your tasks. You could use the Kanban view to visually represent your workflow, moving tasks through different stages like to-do, in-progress, and completed. This gives you a clear overview of where things stand, you know, just at a glance.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I can definitely see how that'd be super helpful for keeping projects on track.
Yeah.
What about the other views?
Okay, so let's say you're running a marketing campaign,
and
you want to track how well your different social media posts are performing.
Okay.
The gallery view would be perfect for this, letting you see each post as a visual card with, like, key metrics like engagement and reach.
That's a great example. I can see how having all that information visually would make it way easier to analyze and, you know, make decisions about your campaign strategy.
Exactly. And if you're managing, like, say, a sales pipeline, the timeline view can be incredibly useful. You can visualize deals as they move through those different stages, and it gives you a clear picture of your sales cycle and any potential bottlenecks.
So it's all about finding the right view to fit your needs and really make your data work for you.
Exactly.
That's powerful stuff. We've been talking a lot about Baserow's features, but I'm curious about what makes it stand out from a security and scalability perspective, especially for businesses or organizations handling sensitive data. Is it up to the task?
Absolutely. One of the key advantages of self-hosting Baserow is that you have complete control over your data. You choose where it's stored and who has access to it, giving you a level of security that's tough to match with cloud-based platforms. Mm-hmm. And because you can scale your server resources as needed, Baserow can grow with your organization, handling even those really massive data sets.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for industries like healthcare or finance, where data privacy is super important. Having that level of control is essential.
Precisely. And because Baserow is built on those open source technologies like Django, Vue.js, and PostgreSQL, you can be confident in its stability and reliability. These are battle-tested frameworks used by countless organizations all over the world.
So you're combining the flexibility and control of self-hosting with the robustness of those proven technologies.
Yes.
That's a pretty compelling combination. Now, I'm really intrigued by Baserow's application building capabilities.
Yeah.
We're talking about creating portals, intranets, even external applications, all without writing any code.
It's true.
Can you give us a bit more insight into how that works?
Certainly. So Bosser has this visual application builder that lets you drag and drop components to create custom interfaces and workflows. You can create forms to collect data, build dashboards to visualize key metrics, and even set up automations to streamline your processes.
So it's like having a virtual toolbox for building custom solutions tailored to your specific needs.
Precisely. And with that API-first approach, Baserow integrates seamlessly with other tools and services, so you can connect your data and automate tasks across your entire workflow.
Now, that brings me to something I find really interesting about Baserow, the community. From what I've heard, there's a very active community of users and developers who are really involved in shaping the platform's future. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The Baserow community is one of its biggest strengths. It's this collaborative space where users can share ideas, get help, and contribute to the platform's development.
Mm-hmm.
There's a forum where you can ask questions, find solutions, and connect with other Baserow enthusiasts.
It sounds like there's a real sense of shared ownership and commitment to building something special.
Exactly. And that collaborative spirit is definitely reflected in the platform itself.
Mm-hmm.
Baserow is constantly evolving with new features and improvements being released regularly, all driven by the needs and feedback of the community.
So it's not just software. It's a living ecosystem that's always growing and adapting.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
And with those readily available templates for things like task management, ESG management, commercial property management, and business goal tracking,
right,
you can get started quickly and build solutions for specific needs, leveraging the collective wisdom of the entire community.
Now, this is where I want to bring it back to our listeners. We've covered a lot of ground today, from Baserow's user-friendly interface and powerful visualization options to its security, scalability features, and the thriving community behind it.
It's a lot.
It's clear that Baserow is a game changer. It's putting the power of database management and application building into everyone's hands, regardless of their technical background.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time to be exploring the world of no-code platforms like Baserow. They're democratizing access to powerful tools and giving individuals and organizations the power to build innovative solutions, breaking free from the limitations of traditional coding.
I couldn't agree more. But before we get too carried away, I do want to touch on the practical side of things.
Okay.
I'm sure our listeners thinking, okay, this is all fantastic, but where do I begin? How do I actually get started with Baserow and start exploring all these cool features?
That's a great question.
Okay, phew.
The good news is getting started with Baserow is incredibly easy. The best place to start is the Baserow website. There you'll find tons of documentation, tutorials, and even a community forum where you can connect with other users and get help if you need it.
That's like a one-stop shop for everything Baserow.
Exactly.
And for those who prefer a more hands-on approach, there's also a self-hosted version you can install on your own server.
That's right. The self-hosted option gives you even more control and flexibility, especially if you're dealing with like sensitive data or have very specific security needs. Plus, you can really customize Baserow to your liking, extending its functionality with plugins and integrations.
It sounds like Baserow is really catering to a wide range of users, from beginners to experienced developers who want that complete control over their environment.
Yes.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
I'm curious about your thoughts on the no-code movement as a whole. Where do you see this trend going in the next few years?
I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with no-code platforms. You know, we're seeing this shift in how software is built and used. coding isn't a requirement for creating powerful applications anymore. This is democratizing technology, empowering people and businesses of all sizes to innovate and build solutions that were once only available to large companies with huge development teams.
That's an exciting thought. It really levels the playing field and opens up a world of new possibilities for everyone.
Exactly. And as no-code platforms continue to evolve, we can expect to see even more sophisticated features and integrations, blurring the lines between traditional software development and what we call citizen development.
Yeah.
The future of software is about giving everyone the power to create, not just a select few.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And speaking of empowerment, let's not forget the role of open source software in all of this.
Yes.
Bazeroe's commitment to open source principles is a real testament to that collaborative spirit driving this innovation.
Absolutely. Open source software really fosters transparency, collaboration, and community involvement, which are all crucial for building strong, sustainable platforms.
Mm.
With Bazeroe, you're not just using some software, you're joining a movement that's pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up, I do want to circle back to our sponsor, SafeServer. They play a vital role in supporting those innovative open source platforms like Bazeroe. If you're thinking about self-hosting Bazeroe or any other software, SafeServer is a fantastic resource for dependable hosting and expert advice on your digital transformation journey. Be sure to check out their website at www.safeserver.de to learn more. And with that, I think it's time to bring our exploration of Bazeroe to a close for today. But before we go, I want to leave you, our listener, with a thought. We've seen how Bazeroe gives anyone, no matter their technical skills, the power to manage data, automate tasks, even build custom applications, all without needing to write a single line of code. So the question I have for you is, what will you create?
Ooh, good question.
What problem will you solve? What opportunity will you grab with the power of Bazeroe at your fingertips? The possibilities really are endless.
Take that leap. Explore the Bazeroe community and discover the amazing potential of no-code development.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep innovating.
Yes.
Happy building.
Happy building. So Bazeroe has this visual application builder
right.
that lets you drag and drop components to create custom interfaces and workflows. You can, you know, create forms to collect data, build dashboards to visualize those key metrics, and even set up automations to really streamline your processes.
So it's like having a virtual toolbox for building custom solutions for whatever you need, right?
Precisely. And with the API-first approach, Bazeroe just integrates seamlessly with other tools and services, so you can connect all your data and automate tasks across your entire workflow.
Now, that brings me to something I find really fascinating about Bazeroe, the community.
Mm-hmm.
From what I've heard, there's a very active community of users and developers who are really involved in shaping the platform's future. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. The Bazeroe community is honestly one of its greatest strengths. It's this collaborative space where users can share ideas, get help if they need it, and contribute to the platform's development. They even have a forum where you can ask questions, find solutions, and connect with other Bazeroe enthusiasts.
It sounds like there's a real sense of shared ownership and commitment to building something special.
Exactly. And that collaborative spirit is definitely reflected in the platform itself. Bazeroe is constantly evolving, with new features and improvements being released regularly, all driven by the needs and feedback of the community.
So it's not just a piece of software, it's a living ecosystem that's always growing and adapting.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
And with readily available templates for things like task management, ESG management, commercial property management, and business goal tracking.
Oh, wow.
You can get started quickly and build solutions for those really specific needs, leveraging the collective wisdom of the whole community.
Now, this is where I want to bring it back to our listeners. We've covered a lot today, from Bazeroe's user-friendly interface and powerful visualization options to its robust security and scalability features and that thriving community behind it.
It's a lot.
It's clear that Bazeroe is a game changer, putting the power of database management and application building into everyone's hands, no matter their technical background.
It's a really exciting time to be exploring the world of no-code platforms like Bazeroe. You know, they're democratizing access to these powerful tools, and they're giving individuals and organizations the power to build innovative solutions without being limited by traditional coding.
I couldn't agree more. But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities, I do want to touch on something practical.
Okay.
I'm sure our listeners are thinking, okay, this is all fantastic, but where do I begin? How do I actually get started with Bazeroe and start exploring all these cool features?
And that's a great question.
Okay, phew.
The good news is, getting started with Base Row is incredibly easy. The best place to start is the Base Row website. You'll find tons of documentation, tutorials, and even a community forum where you can connect with other users and get help if you need it.
So like a one-stop shop for everything Base Row. And for those who maybe prefer a more hands-on approach, there's a self-hosted version you can install on your own server.
That's right. The self-hosted option gives you even more control and flexibility, especially if you're dealing with sensitive data or have specific security needs. Plus, you can customize Base Row however you like, extending its functionality with plugins and integrations.
So it sounds like Base Row is really catering to a wide range of users, from total beginners to experienced developers who want complete control over their environment.
Yes.
But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
I'm curious about your thoughts on the no-code movement as a whole.
Yeah.
Where do you see this trend going in the next few years?
Well, I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with no-code platforms. We're seeing a shift in the way software is built and used. Coding is no longer a prerequisite for creating powerful applications. This is what's democratizing technology, empowering people and businesses of all sizes to innovate and build solutions that were once only available to those big companies with their huge development teams.
That's a really exciting thought. It levels the playing field and opens up so many new possibilities for everyone.
Exactly. As no-code platforms keep evolving, we can expect even more sophisticated features and integrations, blurring the lines between traditional software development and what we call citizen development. The future of software is about empowering everyone to create, not just a select few.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And speaking of empowerment, let's not forget the role of open source software in this whole movement.
Yes.
Base Row's commitment to open source principles is a real testament to that collaborative spirit that's driving this innovation.
Absolutely. Open source software fosters transparency, collaboration, community involvement, all crucial elements for building robust and sustainable platforms.
Mm.
With Base Row, you're not just using some software, you're joining a movement that's pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Well said. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to our sponsor, SafeServer. They play such a vital role in supporting innovative open source platforms like Base Row.
For sure.
If you're thinking about self-hosting Base Row, or any other software for that matter,
mm-hmm.
SafeServer is an excellent resource for reliable hosting and expert guidance on your digital transformation journey. Be sure to visit their website at www.safeserver.de to learn more. And with that, I think it's time to bring our exploration of Base Row to a close. But before we go, I want to leave you, our listener, with a final thought. We've seen how Base Row empowers anyone, regardless of technical expertise, to manage data, automate tasks, and even build those custom applications, all without writing a single line of code. So the question I have for you is, what will you create?
Ooh, good question.
What problem will you solve? What opportunity will you seize with the power of Base Row at your fingertips? The possibilities truly are limitless.
Take that leap, explore the Base Row community, and discover the amazing potential of no-code development. Until next time, keep diving deep. And keep innovating.
Happy building.
Happy building. So you're saying I can build a robust database without actually needing to know any coding languages.
Exactly. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, really. Let's talk about the visualization aspect. Base Row goes way beyond just your typical spreadsheet view.
Oh, yeah.
It offers so many different ways to actually represent your data. You've got grid, gallery, Kanban, calendar, timeline, form, even survey views.
Wow.
And this flexibility, what it does, it lets you tailor the view to whatever you need,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if you're managing projects, tracking sales, or maybe even organizing research data.
I see. So many options.
Those visualization options sound pretty powerful, don't they? Can you give us maybe a few real-world examples?
Sure.
Just to show how these different views could be used, you know, bring it to life for our listeners a little bit.
Absolutely. Let's say you're a project manager.
Right.
Like using Base Row to keep track of all your tasks, you could use the Kanban view to visually represent your workflow. Moving tasks through different stages, like to-do, in-progress, completed, gives you a clear overview of where everything stands just at a glance.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I can definitely see how that would be helpful, keeping everything organized.
Right.
Yeah. What about those other views, though?
Well, imagine you're running a marketing campaign,
uh-huh.
and you want to see how well your social media posts are doing.
Mm.
The gallery view would be perfect for that. You'd see each post as a visual card with key metrics like engagement and reach.
That's a great example. I can see how having that visual representation of all the information would make it so much easier to analyze and you know, make those decisions about your campaign strategy.
Exactly. And if you're managing a sales pipeline, the timeline view can be super helpful. You can actually visualize deals as they progress through different stages. It gives you a really clear picture of your sales cycle and any potential bottlenecks.
So it's all about finding the view that fits your needs and making the data work for you, which is really cool.
It is.
That's powerful stuff. Yeah. We've talked a lot about features, but what about security and scalability, especially for businesses or organizations dealing with sensitive information?
Right.
Is Baserow up to that task?
Absolutely. One of the biggest advantages of that self-hosting with Baserow is that you have complete control over your data.
Okay.
You decide where it's stored, who has access, giving you a level of security that you just don't find with some cloud-based platforms.
Well, I see.
And because you can scale those server resources as you need them, Baserow can actually grow with your organization, handling even the largest data sets.
That makes sense, especially for those industries like healthcare or finance, where data privacy is absolutely crucial.
Really?
So having that control is just essential.
It is. And because Baserow is built on these really robust open source technologies like Django, Vue.js, and PostgreSQL.
Okay.
You can be confident in its stability and reliability.
Yeah. So you've got the flexibility and control of self-hosting combined with the robustness of proven technologies.
Right.
That's a pretty powerful combination.
It is.
Now, I'm particularly intrigued by Baserow's application building capabilities. We're talking about building portals, intranets, even external applications.
Yeah.
All without needing to write any code.
No code.
Can you give us a bit more insight into how that actually works?
Sure. So Baserow has this really cool visual application builder that lets you drag and drop components to create custom interfaces and workflows. You can create forms to collect data, build dashboards to visualize key metrics, and even set up automations to really streamline your processes.
So it's kind of like having this virtual toolbox for building your own custom solutions tailored to your specific needs.
Exactly. And with that API-first approach, it means Baserow seamlessly integrates with other tools and services, so you can connect your data and automate tasks across your entire workflow.
Now, that leads me to something I find super fascinating about Baserow: the community around it. From what I've heard, there's a really vibrant community of users and developers who are actively involved in shaping the platform's future. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Absolutely. The Baserow community is one of its biggest strengths, I'd say. It's a really collaborative space. Users can share ideas, get help, and contribute to the platform's development.
That's great.
There's a forum where you can ask questions, find solutions, connect with other Baserow enthusiasts.
It sounds like,
wow.
So you can quickly get started and build solutions for those very specific needs, leveraging the collective wisdom of the entire community.
This is where I want to bring it back to you, our listener. We've covered so much ground today, from Baserow's user-friendly interface and those powerful visualizations.
What other information?
To its security, its scalability, and that thriving community behind it. It's clear that Baserow is a game changer. It's giving everyone the power to manage data, automate tasks, even build custom applications, all without needing to know how to code.
Yeah, no coding needed.
And it's exciting. It's an exciting time to be exploring the world of no-code platforms like this one. They're giving access to powerful tools to everyone and letting individuals and organizations, regardless of size, build innovative solutions without the limitations of traditional coding. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And as no-code platforms continue to evolve and get more sophisticated, we can expect to see even more advanced features and integrations, which kind of blurs the line between traditional software development and what we call citizen development.
Right. The future of software is really about empowering everyone to create, not just those with coding skills.
That's a really powerful message.
It is.
And speaking of empowerment, we can't forget the role of open source software in this movement.
Right.
Baserow's commitment to open source principles is a real testament to the collaborative spirit that is driving this innovation.
It really is. Open source fosters transparency, collaboration, community involvement, all those things that are absolutely critical for building robust and sustainable platforms. Mm-hmm. With Baserow, you're not just using software, you're joining a movement that's really pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Well said. And before we wrap up our deep dive for today, we want to circle back to our sponsor, SafeServer. They're vital in supporting innovative open source platforms like Baserow. If you are considering self-hosting Baserow, or really any other software, they are an excellent resource for reliable hosting and expert guidance on your digital transformation journey. Make sure to visit their website at www.safeserver.de to learn more.
Great resource.
And with that, I think it's time to bring our exploration of Basero to a close. But before we go, we want to leave you, our listener, with a final thought. We've seen how Basero empowers anyone, regardless of their technical expertise, to manage data, automate tasks, and build custom applications, all without writing a single line of code. So the question we have for you is, what will you create?
That is the question.
What problem will you solve? What opportunity will you seize with the power of Basero at your fingertips? The possibilities truly are endless.
Take that leap, explore the Basero community, and discover the power of no-code development for yourself.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep innovating. Happy building.
Happy building.